In this demo, Peter Myers is going to introduce us to the concept of data flow, which can be used to extract data from multiple sources, transform it, and integrate it into a format that's more useful for users to perform reporting and analytics operations.
In this demonstration, we'll introduce the concept of data flow by extending the previous demonstration that introduced control flow. So a quick introduction, we have a package here called LoadFact Product Inventory. The control flow currently executes a SQL statement to truncate a staging table. A for each loop container then enumerates through all warehouse extracts, and a bulk insert task then for each file uploads data into a stage table. That stage table is called Stage Product Inventory, and here in SQL Server Management Studio, we can see that I have loaded 136 rows of data that consists of a warehouse key, product ID, and the stock level for that product at that warehouse. Now, the intention of the data flow here is to transform the stage data and to extract and transform and load it into the fact product inventory table that we see here. So I want to point out a couple of differences, that this table has a date key, a warehouse key that matches to the warehouse key we have in the stage table, but note that the product ID delivered from the warehouse needs to be looked up as the product key, which is the surrogate key from the dimension table. So our data flow will have to perform certain transformations to prepare the data to load it into this fact table. So switching to SQL Server Business Intelligence Development Studio, the first thing I'm going to do is modify the execute SQL task. I'm going to rename this and call it prepare the data warehouse, and I'm going to extend the SQL query here with an additional command, which will be that I would like it not only to truncate the staging table, but to delete all records from the fact table for a particular date key. And so note that the question mark here is a parameter placeholder, and that's going to allow me then here in parameter mapping to add a parameter mapping that will allow me to take the package variable that is the date and pass it into the parameter, in which case I use zero. For OLEDB, we have a zero-based approach to positioning values into parameters. This effectively says to the first parameter, pass in the value of the date variable. And now I'm ready to go ahead and introduce the data flow task. So I drop that into the control flow, and then I configure a precedent constraint to say upon success of looping through those files, then we can go ahead and execute the data flow. And I'm going to call this data flow load the data warehouse. And when I right-click Edit, that switches me across to the Data Flow tab. The toolbox and its resources have changed. We now have groups of sources, transformations, and destinations. And so starting with the sources, I introduce an OLEDB source. I right-click Edit. And then from my AdventureWorks DW2008 R2 Connection Manager, already defined in the package, I say that the data is coming from the Stage Product Inventory. And when I click Preview, we get to see the data that will be extracted by this transformation at runtime. That introduces the data into the data flow. Let me call that the stage table. Next, I'm going to introduce the transformation that is the derived column. So I take the output from the source. I specify that this is going to add the date key. And the derived column then, when I configure it, allows me to add new column definitions. So a new column called date key will be based on the variable user date. So whatever date the package is being processed for, that will become the value of the date key column. And next, because we have this requirement to look up from the product ID the product key from the dimension table, I will introduce a lookup transformation. And its name will be to look up the product key. And so I take the output of the derived column and pass it into the lookup. Right-click Edit. And then with my connection using the AdventureWorks Data Warehouse, I'm going to go ahead and build a query. So the query will be based off the DIM product table. And for efficiency, I only want to introduce these two columns, the product key and the alternate key, which really I can alias as the product ID. It is the source system's primary key for representing the product. And then when I execute this query, we get to see it brings back a set of the product ID and the related surrogate key. That then becomes my lookup set in my columns page. These are the values or variables being, the columns being passed into the transformation. So we match by saying that the product ID will match the product ID in the lookup set, and then I select the product key to introduce that column into the output. And now we're ready to load the data into the fact table. So from my destinations group, I introduce the OLEDB destination. And so I'll name this that it's the fact table, and then I'll take the output from the lookup. Now the lookup actually returns two outputs. I'm interested in those that were matched. I'm going to right-click edit. For this connection manager, I then request that the load table will be the fact product inventory. And then I come to the mappings, and fortunately, because I've named the columns identically and they have matching data types, it's already mapping that the input columns will map to these columns in the external table. And we're now ready to execute the package. So here in Solution Explorer, I execute the package. It is executing the control flow, so it's truncating that staging table. It's deleting from the fact table for the current date, and then it's using the for each container to enumerate and extract data from all of the extract files. And then on success of it executes the data flow. And here we see success. 136 rows were extracted, the addition of the date column, the lookup of the product key, and then the loading into the fact table. And now when I switch across to SQL Server Management Studio, we can select the data from this table, and sure enough, the 136 rows have been loaded with that looked up product key.